Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All the latest tech news makes its way to you freshly squeezed, courtesy Dave Greenway, right about now. What's happening, Mr. Greenway?
I don't know, dude. All I know is I've got swag.
Yeah, there you go. I'm making it a thing, bro.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just be all about that.
All right. I want to kick it off with this because everybody's been moaning about it. Discovery Health, obviously, they're like, yeah, you can get an Apple Watch and we'll pay for it and we'll this and we'll reward you here. And then everyone was really upset the other day because they changed their rewards. I mean, what's going on here?
Okay, so basically there were a whole bunch of people that were, so firstly, the whole Discovery Vitality active rewards thing is not just about the Apple Watch, like it also, you know, you get the free smoothies and Vita coffee and stuff like that that you can reward, that you get like rewards for hitting your goal every week with. But the problem was is that people could manually enter exercise into certain apps and it would trigger the reward. So you'd be able to go into certain apps and say like, I ran like 2Ks today or 3Ks today, and then it would go, okay, cool, you get enough points to get your Vita coffee, and you didn't actually do any exercise. So what they did was they took out a whole bunch of those apps, which, you know, really pissed off a lot of people. But then what they've also done is increased what percentage of your maximum heart rate you should be hitting for it to be considered vigorous exercise, which is when you earn the most points. And a lot of people, so it was at more than 60% of your maximum heart rate, and now it's from at least 70 to 79%, or more than 80% if you're going to do 30 minutes to 90 minutes of exercise. So they've changed the rules quite a bit in terms of how you get points. And basically, because if you bought an Apple Watch through them, you had to hit your goals you have to hit it 4 weeks in a row in a month, or 4 weeks of the month, to get your Apple Watch at a discount. Basically, people are saying that now they're, you know, trying to make money out of everyone who bought an Apple Watch by screwing them over.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the best look for them, but I also do understand that they need to regulate it. Otherwise, they're going to go out of business.
No, 100%. Look, the thing is I don't think they were doing it from a market-related make more money kind of part. They were actually legitimately worried about the fact that people were gaming the system and using certain platforms to cheat their way to getting free stuff. The whether or not the increasing the maximum heart rates is a good move or a bad move, I think we'll see that over the next couple of weeks by how many people still manage to hit their reward levels. And I'm pretty sure that if too many people aren't hitting it, then Discovery will probably modify it and go down a bit. I mean, they have had a huge backlash from this, and there's a lot of very unhappy middle class people in South Africa at the moment. But it's one of those things. They didn't say that your watch was always going to be free. They said you're going to have to hit their targets, and they didn't say that those targets weren't going to move. So I'm not 100% happy, but I am happy that I didn't push the button and go and buy that watch the other day. So now I'm happier.
See, and we did have this conversation. We were deciding whether or not we should go and get that watch. And I said to you, don't do it, Greenway. You only ever get the second edition. And you said to me, yeah, Ari. And we stood firm. And now look at us. We're not being screwed over by Discovery.
Exactly. We're on the right side of this.
1, 2, 3. Swag. Yeah. All right. Apple in the news again. Apple users targeted in first known Mac. What the hell? What's going on, bro? Put it in English.
Okay. So the first time we've ever seen something called ransomware on a Mac, it's something that we've seen on PCs before. Basically what happens is you get tricked into installing software on your computer that like either steals your data or locks down your data and then like encrypts your hard drive, and it requires a password to be unlocked. And there's like a message on your screen that'll say, you know, you have to pay a bunch of hackers a certain amount of money, usually in Bitcoin because it's not traceable, and then they'll unlock your computer for you. So the first time we've ever seen one on a Mac now was part of basically what happened was there's a torrenting program called Transmission, and the latest version of their app, which was released on Friday, version 2.9, was contained ransomware inside of it. They've since updated it to 2.9.2.9.2, 2, which doesn't have the ransomware in it. But if you downloaded the original one, then basically what happened was you were greeted with this message that you had to pay a bunch of hackers money to unlock your computer. Otherwise, you literally couldn't use it for anything. It's not that you just couldn't use the torrenting program. You literally, your Mac became completely useless. Sure. And that's what ransomware is. So, everyone always used to say that, you know, Macs don't ever get viruses, and it was only PCs that got viruses. And that was true for a long time. And that's because there were so few Macs out there that it just didn't make sense to target them. But because Apple's been so successful in the last few years, the Mac is now a valid target for hackers and guys who want to, you know, basically screw you over.
Yeah, listen, anything becomes mainstream enough and people are going to target it. It's just the way it works.
Exactly.
All right, bro, talk to me about this Galaxy S7. It's going to be in stores by the end of the month, from what I understand. And it's this pricing point, are we surprised at all, $13,799?
You know, we're really, really not surprised. That's what premium smartphones cost these days. They're all sort of in that 12,000 to 15,000 rand region when you're looking at the high-end premium smartphones. So that's your – I know that the LG G5 is going to cost around 14,000 rand as well. The iPhones, like the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. Okay, sweet. So the Galaxy S7 Edge, which is the bigger one of the two, that starts at like 16,000 rand, which is an obscene amount of money. That's what laptops cost, like high-end premium laptops, not just smartphones. And I think it's getting a little bit out of control, but there's nothing we can do simply from the fact that, you know, our currency at the moment is really not doing well.
Well, listen, I mean, I don't know. It kind of is what it is. If you want the latest technology, you're going to have to pay for it. I mean, you yourself said there's not a massive difference between the S6 and the S7. So maybe if you got an S6, just stick with that. And you got to take it at your own pace. Don't be, you know, fooled by virtual reality headsets and free things when you sign up, because the tech kind of stays a little bit the same. You've actually got to be a wise consumer in this situation. Sometimes you don't have to have the latest stuff.
Yeah, look, as you say, it's one of those things that you've got to realize that you can't upgrade every year anymore. The cost is just, it's a bit too ridiculous to even consider upgrading your phone every year. Every 2 years is fine. And the contract prices, you should be able to get a decent enough phone on, you know, you should be able to keep your sort of lifestyle. So if you're living in that high end premium tier of smartphones, you should still be able to get that when you upgrade later on. It's just one of those things. We've gotten to that part of the life cycle of cell phones and smartphones where it's that's just the price of them. It's now 15 grand and you've just sort of got to live with that.
Yeah, man. It's hot out here. Listen, thank you. That's all the latest tech news there from at Dave Greenway on Twitter. We touch base with him every Tuesday just after 5:15. Greenway, thank you very much. Namaste and swag, 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 swag.
Brian, namaste in bed. Let me tell you that.
You're not going to give me a swag, 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 swag,
swag? Swag, 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 swag.
Power, there you go. That's Dave Greenway there with all the latest tech news. Hey, listen, Virgin Atlantic's new Dreamliner fleet premium economy seats don't wait for better days. They make every day a better day. With wider seats to avoid elbow wars and more legroom to stretch your legs, you're sure to have a better day than most the second you step off that plane. Life doesn't come to you, so go to it. Book now on virginatlantic.com. Hellman on cliffcentral.com.